Alan is on the phone today for a second date update, and he actually had to go to the hospital right after he met the girl he wants to call today. So I'm guessing Alan got some love sickness.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what I'm guessing. Is that what happened, Alan?
It wasn't exactly that. It's a lack of love sickness, which is why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. This is going to be a good story. I like stories that end in the hospital.
No.
I mean, as long as the person is fine afterwards.
Okay.
I live to tell the tale.
Okay. Yeah.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Faith.
Faith. Okay. How'd you meet Faith?
So I'm at a bar with a couple buddies, and I'm a little bit short on cash at the moment, so I need, you know, the guys to pay for a round, and they don't want to because they're punks sometimes. So we start betting each other for what I can do for it, you know, and we talk about a bunch of different stuff, and finally I say, look, I'm going to chug this entire bottle of hot sauce if you pay for my drinks.
What? This is what you're resorting to? You sounded like a real put-together guy at the beginning of this.
I mean, I'm pretty put together, but I get dumb sometimes with my friends, and we challenge each other to stupid stuff, so...
Okay, this sounds awful.
I'm a man of my word. I chug the hot sauce.
Oh, dude.
Like a whole bottle?
Yeah, a whole bottle. It was like 3 or 4 gulps. As like people are hearing us kind of like joke around with each other about me doing it, and so people started paying attention. So by the time that I unscrew the label, like in the top of it, everybody's watching. So like the entire bar, like they literally cut the music on the jukebox.
Oh, wow. So you're like the man of the hour.
Totally. I had 15 people shouting chug.
What? And that's when she fell for you, when she saw you take that bottle in your hand, because there's nothing a woman wants more than a man that can chug hot sauce.
I think it's, you know, somebody who takes control. I think that's what she saw in me. But so she see, like, I do it, the guy's like, you know, slap me on the back, and she walks over, which is always a good sign, and she says, that was pretty impressive, let me buy you a beer for that.
Yeah, she
really
did like
did
it.
Turn You may have found the woman of your dreams.
I feel pretty lucky at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, I go excuse myself from my friends, and we go over to the bar, and we're chatting a little bit, and it's really nice. So we start, you know, we exchange numbers, and that's when the hot sauce.
So that's when it kicked in.
That's when it kicks in, yeah.
All right. And by kicking in, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, you know how some people get the runs?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I felt like I was about to get the sprints.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so gross.
And this is while you were talking to her?
Oh, totally. Like, I'm salivating. Like, I can feel like it's going to get out one way or another. And I don't, you know, want to, I don't want any liquids to get on her.
Yeah, puke all over or do something else all over.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
that would have been even more disturbing if you did that. And she's just like, ooh, now I really want to take you home.
Right? I don't want to know that yet. So I get my buddies to come over. I text them real quick, and they say, like, oh, we have to go to this other bar. So I basically make up an excuse. We say, oh, I've got your number. I'll text you soon. And I leave. And that's when I go to the hospital, and I find out that I actually have an ulcer.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you left and went to the hospital, and you have an ulcer?
Yeah, and I'll be fine. It's one of those things where it's, you know, don't be dumb, like chug bottles of hot sauce. So yeah. I won't be doing that bad again.
I don't think doctors recommend you do that when you have an ulcer.
Ever, I think.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 don't. So we hung out again, and it was nice, and we went to a different bar, and I tried to really limit the amount of alcohol that I was drinking because of the ulcer. Uh-huh. It was nice, but I had to cut it short. I have this appointment that I legitimately have to get to, and so I have to cut short that hangout. So this is the second time in a row that I've kind of, like, been like a little bit of a flake to her, you know, like we were barely talking, and then I left, and then this other time we were maybe hanging out for like half an hour. So now when I text her, and I even tried calling her and left a message, she's just not responding. And I think it's because she thinks that I'm going to bail on her.
Did you tell her beforehand that you had an appointment to get to and coffee will be short?
You know, I forgot, to be honest, which is dumb.
Why did you schedule it that way?
I was just being dumb. I thought that I, like, had time to do it. And she was the one who suggested that time, and I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm busy that time.
Yeah.
So I didn't even really think about it. I was just excited. Like, she said, let's meet for a day. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, of course.
I'm noticing a theme with you, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Being dumb a lot.
Yeah.
The hot sauce, I was dumb. The scheduling, I was dumb.
Dude, me and my bros get dumb.
Yeah.
I'll totally cop to that. I will cop to not always being the smartest guy in the room.
Okay.
So how long did your hangout actually last?
I'd say it was like 25 minutes, half an hour. Enough where we got to like kind of know each other and have some, it was starting to get like a good conversation, but then I had to bail.
Yeah, that's really short.
Yeah, that is really,
really
short.
I feel like you have to at least have an hour with someone to even be considered not rude.
Yeah, like for it to be a date, right? I kind of feel like we haven't even gone on a date yet.
Yeah.
No, you haven't. You met her at a bar and you had to leave and then go to the hospital because you chugged hot sauce, and then you met up for a date and you were there for half an hour before you had to go somewhere else. I can see how that would make somebody think that you're a little flaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she's so cute and she's super nice. So, like, if anything, I just want to be like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, you're great. But, like, I kind of feel like they have a connection. So I'd like to, you know, if there's a chance, I want to try.
Okay. And I forget, she's not responding to you now at all, or she's just kind of blowing you off?
Yeah, she's not responding to me at all.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, man. Hang on.